You know the vibes. It's the Carolina Kings, boy.
Oh,
yeah. EA. We back. This is EA.
Hey, this is Chuck Too Nice.
And you know the vibes.
It's Carolina Kings, boy.
Man, I've missed
my dog. I ain't gonna lie, bro. This shit feel like forever.
A long time.
I know, bro. I, even though, you know, we talk, nigga, I still been up in the spot like this.
Really miss my nigga.
You are. Oh, like, we got to damn get back to this shit, man.
Got to. I was getting ready to just lie and be like, nah, I don't talk to you.
Damn, that's fucked up. He's gonna do it like that.
I'm sorry.
But that's cool. Yeah, like that. But
nah, I really missed you too, bro.
Yeah, man. Miss doing this, man. You know, first season we had good feedback, positive, right. Negative, which is good. You can learn more from the negative feedback.
Of course.
But right now, let's take pull up a shot. All the listeners out there, you can do it when you listen to this. Well, hopefully it ain't working nothing like that when you listen to this. Pull up a shot. We're going to toast the Carolina Kings being back 2023.
Or if you don't drink, get some water.
Oh, you can get it. My bad.
You know,
get me a shot with whatever. You know, but I just want to send
a little zest.
I just want to send toast out. So, first season was a good experience, man. I mean, I had fun doing it. It was actually a stress relief, you know what I'm saying? And that the fact that everybody was really, you know what I'm saying, messing with it and stuff.
Yeah.
And just, you know, last year, we're going to get into it. Last year was a long year for both of us.
And boy.
It was a pandemic, so we made it through it. But shoot, let's go ahead and toast the Carolina Kings. We back, season two.
With you. Got my water here.
Oh, that's the water. That's the look. I got Terramana.
I'm trying to do better.
Terramana water. I'll be back on my water in the morning.
I know, right? Because there were episodes that were unreleased. Because I didn't have enough water.
Oh, yeah. We ain't going to go that way.
Right, we don't have to go into it, but I'm trying to learn.
Toast to the Carolina Kings, man. We back bigger than ever.
To the Kings. Eddie Kang Jr. You know, I didn't realize that his last name was King and not Kang.
Yeah. If you go to the credits, you can't find his name, ain't even in the credits. You got to look for his parents' name.
Right.
His last name is King. And, you know, but you black people, you know us, we ain't going to say Eddie King Jr. No. That nigga name is Eddie Kang.
Eddie Kang.
You know what I'm saying?
I was like, not today, years old, but fairly recently, just realizing that. I'll take that L as a global.
Yeah. It's all good. But yeah, bro, let's go ahead, man. We
break them in.
We can break them in, catch them up.
But, I want to acknowledge that we're fresh off last week being Valentine's Day, and I want somebody here for the lovers. You know, I'm a love at heart. So
you are.
I mean, I try to be, you know, sometimes. So I want to bring this in, you know, let them enjoy the vibes. You know the vibe.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely know the vibe.
Hey. Okay. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope it was everything you needed, wanted.
A little shout out to the lovers out there.
Shout out to the lovers out there.
That's funny.
And I ain't gonna lie, we just trying to show off. We got a little more technological for y'all. Sound better.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Hey, that's all y'all need. Y'all need a whole. Hopefully, you caught the vibe off that.
Give him a little snippet. So, you had a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I wasn't stressed. You know, I relaxed, released, you know, related and all that. You know, I got all my rest in. A whole lot of art, you know.
Oh. Okay. Grouping,
retreating, relaxing. Yeah, it was good, man. How about yours? How was your Valentine?
Oh, mine was real good.
I bet it was.
had a nice Valentine's, yeah. Real chill.
Yitty D,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Just a little chill vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm all about that.
That's great, bro. I'm going to prepare for Chuck Ruffin.
Didn't need an audience applause on that, but I take it though.
I know you didn't need it. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard.
I got you. But what we're going to do is, man, we're going to, I guess we do a catching up with the Kings, man. You know what I'm saying? We catch up with the Carolina Kings, man. When we first started this podcast, it was in the middle of the pandemic. we always wanted to start a podcast, but it was kind of just like the pandemic. We were stuck in the house. Let's go ahead and do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So started a podcast. It's been about a year and a half, but in that year and a half time, a lot has happened.
Yeah, I think a lot has happened.
Yeah. We still here. We ain't nobody on no drugs or none of that locked up. We ain't get locked up and none of that shit.
Nah,
that stereotype stuff is. But shit, with Chuck Too Nice, man. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, I got everything new down to.
New cell phone
number, new crib. I did new crib. I went big. I got new everything.
Yeah, you really did, bro. Like it was like a total life overhaul. You know,
bro. My life done changed so much since we last did this podcast. It's crazy, but it was all for the good. It was some downs, but a lot of ups. A lot of blessings, man. Really done did a lot for me, man. But the biggest thing I did in this year and a half that, you know what I'm saying, I follow in EA footsteps, bro. I would start going to therapy. Bro, I'm a push for the ends of the earth, boy.
My boy.
Because that helped me, man. And you like you don't know like I ain't know anxiety. I ain't know I had anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And my therapist would tell me like, yeah, your anxiety is kicking in when stuff like that happens. Overthinking, can't sleep at night. You gotta have something else going on to help you think. It just can't be quiet when you're around. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I just thought that's how I always been since a kid, but it's just anxiety kicking in. So just learning how to handle that.
I'm happy for you, bro. Proud of you for taking that step. I know it wasn't easy, you know.
Oh, nah, it's not. Especially you know how we are in the black community. It's like, therapy, you need therapy. Nigga, you crazy? You know what I'm saying? We always hitting each other with that shit. Nigga, you crazy? Like, nah, man. Like, everybody had their problems, went through their issues as a kid or as an adult or whatever, and you can't run from that. What I learned is you can't run from that stuff. You can sit there and say it don't bother you all day, but at the end of the day, it really be eating you up. And I don't care. I mean, I understand like some people have friends, you got hobbies, stuff you can do, but sometimes you just need to talk to a mutual party. Get that stuff off your chest and then have them put their input on it.
No doubt. I mean, I agree. And I'm happy that you went. And to add on to what you were saying, as far as having that third party and not just you can't pray it away or hobby it away or sex it away. That's like a salon song right now. What I'm saying is that you got to talk to somebody who don't have no vested interest in your life, you know, who's a professional in the field. But at the same time, don't have no skin in the game. They ain't your homegirl, homeboy. They not so-and-so's best friend or your best friend or, you know, the person you having a problem with, mother-in-law. Those are the people you're supposed to talk to. You know, you don't share your business with because human nature is they're not licensing it. They're going to use it against you at some point in time or still hold on to it when you've moved on and moved well past that issue. So,
exactly.
I'm just happy that you were able to do it and take a step toward it. And I knew me talking about it enough and actually not just talking about it, but actually doing it would help somebody.
And me seeing it work, that shit helped.
Yeah,
it helped you. I was just like, yeah, it's time, yo. And I finna talk to my mom. Yeah, you need to go talk to somebody.
Definitely. It worked, bro. A portion of the Carolina Kings podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you need... No, I'm playing. We don't have that.
No, seriously. If you need it, go get it, bro.
Get it. Whatever format, whatever platform, however you go about getting it.
Yeah.
Insurance covered. Get the insurance. If you don't, kind of figure out a plan, but it's vital.
Yeah. Instead of slapping the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
Cussing everybody ass up. Just I mean, you know, cussing people out, it helped in that moment. But once you get back to the crib and it's like, it ain't working. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, because there's some stuff that you were going through that you can't just call a duty away. You know, you can't.
Exactly. And that's what I tried, especially during the pandemic. I go in the man cave, put them headphones on. Mm-hmm. Get on the Call of Duty in a whole nother world. But shit, when you take them headphones off, you back in that reality. And it was fucked up for me. So it was like, just, I don't know.
Hey man, therapy support, you know.
Not taking care of it like I was supposed to, but you know, now back in it. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, bro. I ain't gonna say it's crazy. It's
you over there like new. You got that new house, new everything, new number, new boo.
Everything, new bro. New boo, all in there, all that.
Yeah.
Everything, man. I'm just happy, man.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Enough about Chuck tonight. Let's talk to EA.
Well, you know, the man that I wear at all times, so.
Oh, yeah.
You like that? You like that was smooth, wasn't it?
Man, and I like that. Man of the hour, okay.
And the hour. Hold on. So, I mean, really, truthfully, compared to Chuck Too Nice, I really had too much going on. The simple fact that, like, you know, I wanted to change my lifestyle a little bit, try to eat a little better. Cut down on the drinking and alcohol. Sometimes some things get out of balance, not a whack. You know, you don't even know what you're doing. You know, you're kind of doing things out of habit or, you know, repetition. So I try to be more mindful about doing that. Job is good. You know, flexibility with my working from home situation been dope. Really appreciative for that. Okay, well, we know how you feel about it. We'll talk about that later, how you hate on my work from home situation constantly, daily. But, you know, with the working from home and the flexibility, I was able to make a move back to South Carolina, you know.
South Carolina.
you know, just switching it up. I was able to live in California for a little bit, multiple times out the year with New York. You know, work from home, and just was able to keep everything going. And I kind of like got appreciative of it, and was like, let me see how much further I could take it. So that's where I'm currently at. You know, living my best life. You know, trying to get better every day. Out there looking for Miss Right. Well, not right now. I'm really focused on me and my development. But I'm never closed off or not open to love.
Oh. Hey, can't ever be. Ever be just closed on that, bro. Never know. Never know when the person you was put on this earth is gonna pop up.
You never know, player.
Oh, yeah, we ain't about to do that.
Oh, okay. Let me take that off. I was just saying, it's no good player stuff. I feel like I had to put my player voice off.
Oh, no.
I hear making things happen. Better in myself. Man of the hour every day. No.
Man, okay. Man of the hour. All right. I got you. I got you on that man of the hour.
I mean, I'm just saying, man. I'm up my back. All right.
Got you.
I had a proof point. My story wasn't as compelling.
Closer, you know what I'm saying? A little hour 20 away from your boy and I, you know what I'm saying? Ain't got to make that 3.5 hour drive no more.
And I'm really looking forward to that. Like,
Raleigh is the shit.
I want some jambalaya. I ain't had no good jambalaya in a long time.
Man, my dad said his girlfriend was supposed to be fixing jambalaya this weekend. He made a pot roast and bought some over here, but he said his girlfriend was making some jambalaya this weekend. I didn't see that.
I mean, that's fire. I'm not going down for the pot roast, but that's jambalaya.
Bro, that was some jambalaya. When he said that, I had my mouth ready for some jambalaya.
Had your mouth set for it?
Yeah, I was ready.
Ready. But my thing is, to me, like, you know how, like, different African countries, they you have, like, Nigeria, Ghana, and a few other African countries who kind of, like, better, but they kind of, like, you know, they have, like, a jollof show-off, which is jollof is just a traditional rice, you know, dish from Africa.
Yeah.
I feel like our answer to jollof is jambalaya. Sorry.
Somebody okay, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, so I miss my home jollof rice, which is called jambalaya.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was ready for some of that shit, too.
Yeah, sir. Especially in the wintertime, it just hit different.
You said it hit different in the winter?
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Certain food do hit different, like chili. Chili right. And cornbread.
That and then white folks look like clam chowder. You know, I don't do the
clam chowder.
I mean,
you said white folks.
The white folks with the clam chowder.
I don't do no clam chowder, playboy.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to give a, trying to be more inclusive. No, I don't care.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're trying to do a, like, a little comparison type thing.
You feel me?
Nah. I mean, I really don't feel you with the clam chowder shit, but I understand.
It's fine.
I get it.
Wasn't for you.
Oh, okay.
Nah, we can move along, though, man.
Yeah, let's move along, man. Good catching up.
Update on you, Kings. Ketchup. No mustard or relish.
Ketchup.
Said it first. I'm just reiterating.
That's it.
Yeah, ketchup with the Kings.
Kings. I did say that right.
Oh, okay. My bad. I ain't try. I'm lying.
I said now. Catching up. I ain't say catch up.
Okay.
Moving on.
What did the dad tomato say to the baby tomato?
Move on.
Splat. Ketchup. All right, let's go.
All right,
I'm
look, done. I ain't got a boo. Huh? I was gonna boo the fuck out of that. You look, I ain't got no boo on my.
I know what you got, playing. I know. Same thing.
I'm gonna boo the hell out of it.
Let's go ahead and talk about this list of BS. What's on the BS list as far as pop culture and things of that nature that you might want to.
Listen, okay, list of BS. So this is gonna be a topic we're gonna do every week,
right?
List of BS. All right, so
airing a grievance. Yeah, so,
I got one. we can talk about this first. So, you know, the Super Bowl was last weekend before that, whatever. You know, Rihanna performed, so. You know, everybody was, and Chris Brown was just like, hey, you did your thing. You know, so everybody was kind of, you know, niggas kind of clapped back and on that. It was like he trolling and shit. Because a lot of people weren't feeling the halftime show.
Really?
So, yeah. So, I saw that and I was kind of like, whatever.
Not really people weren't feeling it, but really, like, they thought it was clapped back because they didn't like the performance. They thought it was disingenuous.
Yeah, they thought he was trolling. And I'm just like, bruh, niggas just. Over 30 now. He did. He was like 17, 18 when that whole incident happened.
I don't think people really take that into consideration. Dude was a teenager. Like
exactly. Now you're not supposed to put your hands on women, right. But he apologized for it. It hadn't happened again. He knew he messed up.
Yeah, his kid almost about to be close to being. Nah, not his
kid. Almost. She getting up there, but look.
Right.
So that happened, so I'm thinking everybody, move on, you know. That didn't happen, we're gonna move on. So he got a song with I think he featured on a song with Chloe Bailey.
Before you get into that, you didn't start with Super Bowl. Super Bowl, if you didn't watch it, didn't know, spoiler alert, the Chiefs beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the point of the Super Bowl, is a football game. You can get that out the way. That's some more BS. But anyway, moving right along.
More people watch the halftime show than they did the actual Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah, I mean, black people.
You're right.
Yeah. And next year, like Charlamagne said, they're probably going to have Taylor Swift or Meghan Trainor or something. I don't know.
He changed that, John, though. He said maybe not because more people watch the halftime show than they did the actual Super Bowl. So they might keep it all black next year, but.
Yeah,
nobody matter because, like you said, 2025 is going to be in New Orleans. We're going to have that Cash Money reunion and all that. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne and friends.
Lil Wayne, Drake and friends.
I'm all for that.
Nah, that'd be dope.
That'd be dope as hell. BG, well, he done did something. He done got out. He out now, too. Everybody out.
BG was my dude. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, they got, I don't care what fuse, what y'all got to get this money. Yeah. Might bring some of y'all, rejuvenate some of y'all careers.
You know, might, it definitely will.
Yeah.
For the 99 and 2000, I'm finna get a whole big major jump. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, but what I was making that first comment about, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking everything finna be cool or whatnot. So then Chris Brown featured on a song with Chloe Bailey. And then everybody started clapping back on that. It was like, how can she do a feature with a woman beater and all this junk? And I'm like, bruh. So, you know, Chris Brown only gonna take but so much. He light skinned, but he got like a dark skinned nigga mentality. He ain't gonna let niggas clap so much. So he went back, basically tell everybody to go to the Frank stand. He's like, I did that when I was 17 years old. People change, people grow up. So if you really still see me as that same 17 year old boy, you know, you can go to the Frank stand. He was like, but y'all sit here every week on Instagram. Excuse me. On Instagram and watch Blueface and his girlfriend beat each other up and laugh about it. But don't nobody get on him about it.
I mean, that's true.
You do have a point about that. But at the same time, you don't bring nobody else. anybody else shit into nothing. But he do got a point about that. Everybody do kind of sit there, oh, look at this, retweeting and reposting that mess. So then Blueface responded to that.
I mean, what, hold on. First of all, where is that show on? Like, what app or platform is that? Is it like a Zeus or something?
I don't know what they show on, but
I don't know about Zeus. Is like, they make like, yeah, electric company or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm off.
Yo. But the thing is, and this is the thing too, I don't follow them on any social media, but they shit every day is on my timeline. I'm like, how are they on my? I don't follow neither one of them. But
as your grandma always say, everything come out of the wash now.
So you don't follow them, do. Huh? Do. Yeah, got that ink in your power. So what's even crazier is Blueface respond to Chris Brown tweet. And you should have known it was going to be some ignorant shit, right? You know it was some ignorant shit.
I mean, this is beige on beige crime, but I'm here for it.
This nigga says... So I ain't going to talk about the whole thing, whatever. The ignorant shit he said was, you beat up the wrong bitch. Bro, what?
He chose the wrong domestic violence partner.
Exactly. No, it's not funny, but at the same time, it's like, bro, you really just came on social media in front of the whole world and said that dumb shit.
Yeah, he said a lot by saying that very little, but then also put his brains on the play.
He said a lot more because it was about five or six different little snippets on there. You know how I do like 30 seconds, it'll be posted one and posted another post. So it's about 2 minutes of him talking about nothing. And it just got to the end where he should have just said that at the beginning. He's going to say some ignorant shit like that.
Yeah.
was you beat up the wrong bitch, and I'm like, bro, really? First off, you call Rihanna a bitch, and then you sitting here saying he beat up the wrong one.
Right.
No right one, bro.
Yeah, that don't work like that. Are his thumbs okay? It seems like they'd be tired or sore from all that posting. They okay? They all right?
Oh no, man.
I mean, he had to use a lot of brain power too, because you know. I just want to make sure he's all right, dude. Because I mean, even though he's wrong, I don't want to pile on it. I care about him too, you know, as a human being.
And then what's the girl name, Krishan or whatever? She in the back laughing while he doing the post.
I bet. Not surprised.
Both of them need to be in straight jackets, to be honest. Like,
man, you know, moving on, you know.
Yeah, we'll move on to the next BS.
Next BS. I'll take it from here. This weekend is NBA All-Star Weekend, and Utah is the hosting state. I guess it's Salt Lake City. The Utah Jazz, they go by their state. What other NBA team goes by the state and not the city or wherever they are? That's a quick question I have for you. Can you think of one? Tennessee Grizzlies or Memphis Grizzlies?
It's Memphis Grizzlies.
So anyway, I stumped somebody out here.
Bro. I don't know.
The Utah Jazz are their team, but Salt Lake City is hosting where they also play. I mean, so far, it's Sunday, so we don't know who's won the All-Star game. I don't know if I care. I mean, it's not like that. It's going to be entertaining, but I mean, it's funny on mine, so. But the highlight of the weekend so far has been, what's his name? Matthew McClung, a.k.a. Affirmative Action, a.k.a. New Eminem, also known
Matt,
the professor with hops. He won a slam dunk contest. White people want to hit. All right, that's day one. In the words coming to America, that's day one. Every time you bring up a black great heavyweight, they bring up Rocky Marciano. That's day one. So now McClung won. He was hired on by the Philadelphia Sixers for the weekend. Wasn't a G League. He just hired for the dunk contest. I don't know if he's going to get a contract from this performance. But at least he ain't got to go play in the trampoline basketball league. So there's that.
He went real viral. It was like about 2018 or so. Mm-hmm. He's in high school. Nigga, he was doing some crazy shit. I mean, like between the legs, he was doing some Zion Williams and shit. Like,
hold on, let's not go that crazy. He was doing a lot of dunking. Okay.
He was the white boy Zion Williams as far as dunking. You ain't seen no white boy dunk like that between the legs.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that, and then some people out there in our audience that would subscribe to that kind of thinking. I just don't. He's whoever the hell he is, the white boy. And Zion is somebody else, you know what I'm saying? He in notoriety, he went viral. I give you that.
Well, you ever seen him go in between the legs? None. Never.
In the
uncut. 13 years.
Can I finish? In the uncut, unedited version of White Man Can't Jump featuring Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, I think that was the deleted scene. Don't quote me on that.
Harrelson got hung so many times. I want to hear that shit.
Scene.
It was a great drink, Sprite. Get your ass hung out here, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and they remaking that movie. We'll talk about that a little later, too. But, yeah, so that happened in All-Star Weekend so far. I don't know who won the Skills Challenge. I really don't know who won the freshman-sophomore game, the Rising Stars.
Yeah.
I don't know who won the three-point contest.
Damian Lillard won a three-point contest.
Who won?
Damian Lillard.
Oh, okay, that's fire. Everybody talking about the white boy. Everybody talking about 10. Nobody talking about Dame. And I feel like that's blasphemous. He's actually in the NBA. He didn't sign like a 2-day contract or a 10-day contract.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. because what's the name? Mac McCullen, whatever his name, he won't be at practice tomorrow, so.
I mean, we don't think he would, but won't he? You don't think somebody gonna try to make a win?
It might. I mean, it might. Just to get you know, to get some ticket sales.
Yeah, you know. Be like a sideshow type of thing. But hey, you know, I mean, they'll find someone to put him, but Airbnb gotta go to the Washington Commanders just to be the same thing he already is.
You're right. Coordinator.
So there's that.
You said the skills challenge was Team Jazz won that.
Yeah, help me out, Chuck.
Jordan Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Sexton. Somebody else, who cares? This is the Jazz.
Wow. wow. Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a Lakers fan, but you already know.
I mean, but shout out to the one Jazz fan I know personally. You know,
I know two Jazz fans. My uncle's a Jazz fan, too.
Oh, you did tell me that. I didn't know that.
LJ.
God bless his heart.
Mm.
LJ. Big shout out to Uncle L. He's a Jazz fan. He wears that one Jazz jersey every time in the summertime. Like, and he wears it with a white beater, not an undershirt. Nothing like that.
Oh, he wears the jersey? No.
He wears it with pride. And he has, like, these thigh-high coaches shorts.
Oh, yeah, he do that. Right. He do that.
But he's proud of his team.
That's a must.
That's your little-known Black History fact today.
What?
Huh?
That's a Black History fact?
Well, I didn't know if there was more than one Jazz fan, and you doubled it. And then I just...
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yo, my cousin raw dog, my damn...
Okay, we're not getting...
Jordan jersey in college. That was terrible. $130 Jordan North Carolina Tar Heels jersey.
Right, was it? It damn sure wasn't like he tried to take care of it or tried not to do that to it.
He asked the bar. I was in class. He texted me. He's like, "Bro, can I wear your jersey?" And I was just like, "Hey, yeah, you got it." But you know, I really was thinking like, you know, you like, I'm 6'3". He 5'5", 5'6". Why would you want to wear? One of my shirts. But I was like, you know, whatever. Go ahead, do your thing. This is back in 2004, you know what I'm saying? We wore big clothes anyway.
I like an Echo Red dress on him.
Yeah, so when I saw him, I had a whole tank top on under my jersey. He was raw dogging that shit. You know, anytime I wear a jersey, and I had a few of them back then, I always saw I had a t-shirt on under that.
Yeah, I never saw you wear anything less than a t-shirt on your jersey.
Exactly. Unless I was on a fucking basketball team hooping.
You don't know. Maybe he did have a little.
I said you got that, bro.
You maybe had a.
No, he didn't, bro. I was in the gym during the day with the scrubs hooping, and I went at the nighttime when the ballers was out there. He was never there.
Well, hey, you got to let things go in the past.
I let him have the jersey.
I don't like how you tried to trump my little long back history back with that too, but.
Oh, wait, LJ?
You know, there. We're going to move on.
Yeah. And another thing, congratulations to LJ on the coaching staff.
Exactly. You know, he's on the.
Talking about his coaching staff. Yeah, Ben Lippman. You was talking about his shorts, nigga. You was talking about his shorts, nigga.
Wait a minute. Don't do that. I was talking about the shorts in relation to the job he just obtained. I was saying he was wearing coaching shorts before he was a coach.
That's how you know it's in his blood.
That's what I was trying to get at with that. Don't attack. Don't come.
I got you. My bad. I got you.
No, don't do that. You have.
I got you. I don't want no static, bro. No static.
He's a Natty Lights for you. Hot or cold. Love him.
Natty Lights. I'm straight on that.
Love him.
When I lived downtown, I used to do parking for USC or the little house I stayed in. Boy, white boy gave me 6 Natty Lights out of it. I let him park. He parked in my yard. It's like, yeah, man, $10. He's like, ain't it but $10 this close?
Right.
He's like, hold on, let me give you some beer. And I look, I said, hell no, I don't want none of that shit. That boy gave me 6 out the suitcase.
What'd you do with them?
I drank the motherfucker. What'd you come up? I gave my neighbor, I gave him 3 of them. I was like, man, go ahead, drink some. I ain't trying to be too smacked out here. It's hot.
Oh my God.
It's hot. The beer was cold, but it was hot outside. I was like, man, I drink all six of these. I'm going to be out here asleep. Got to at least get about 15 cars in here. Got to get this quick 150 real quick.
You're the number that you did to get to beat the quota. I got you. I respect it.
Yeah, get about 15, 17 cars in there, man. Make every home game, make about 150, 170.
But not 20.
Nah, Dub wasn't fitting, dog. It wasn't enough room. White lady on the street used to be sitting in the rocking chair in her damn, with her blinds open, looking, making sure nobody parked. A son would come put cones right there in front of her yard, make sure nobody park out there.
We're
trying to make money. Oh, because I parked some cars right in front of her yard, get that quick $30 right there. She could have parked three cars right there and get that quick $30.
Nah, you good.
Yeah, that.
Anyway, let's stop reminiscing and thinking about old times here. The people didn't come for that, I don't think. I mean, I enjoy your stories. I really do. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with a little story time.
Yeah, never nothing wrong with that. I guess what I really want to talk about this dumpster fire of a campaign that Nikki Haley is.
Stop playing.
So she announced she's running for the presidency in 2024.
I guess that's some SC news there. Hey, Carolina Kings. Hey.
Yeah. But the thing about it is that she was a terrible governor.
Terrible. Oh, my God. So, I was talking to my mom about it the other day. I was like, Mom, don't take that serious because white dudes don't treat white women with respect. You know, I mean, they really don't treat anybody with respect. So they don't treat white women with respect. I was like, they're not going to take this serious. I'm going to tell you that right now. She was like, I don't know. We're going to see what happened. Yeah, it's like, we're going to see what happened. I was like, Ma, they don't like white women. Like, I know a lot of white dudes, They treat white women like trash. Like we gonna see. Not even 2 days after she announced her run for president, here come Donald Trump. Trump said, "Only reason why he gave her the job as ambassador was to get McMaster's in the governor seat." Because he wanted to get Nikki Haley out of there. I said, Lord Hammer. I mean, we all know that dude say some wild stuff. But for the fact that he would say some mess like that is crazy.
I mean,
Well, I guess it's not crazy for him to say it. Like I told my mom when I called her back and I said, "Did you see what Trump said about Nikki Haley?" He said, "Nah." I said, "He said the only reason why he gave her the job as ambassador was to get her out of the governor's seat in South Carolina, so his friend McMaster can get in there, a white man." You know what I'm saying? I said, "I told you that." I said, "The white dudes don't be respecting no white women like that."
Man, Masters wouldn't have beat Haley Saturday.
No. That's why he was already the lieutenant governor. He wasn't going to beat her straight out. So, you know, and I mean, it's another story, but Nikki Haley was also running from that penny tax fraud. FBI was in South Carolina investigating that shit. You out of here, huh? Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, that fraud case was coming for real.
What? Them niggas ain't had not one receipt with us, but millions of dollars of pennies, nigga. Where was it going?
I don't know. No, you're right. But it's still the way you describe it.
Niggas, millions of dollars worth of pennies, bruh. This wow. little tax on every penny, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, damn. I just don't understand. Like how South Carolinians, I understand it, but it's just so sad to see that they just vote people like that as a governor, like top level.
Barnwell or some country ass shit. But they love it too. When you go to Barnwell, bro, they got Home and Nikki Haley. I said, bro, y'all claim that shit?
Yeah, whatever. They do claim it. They do. They're proud too.
I guess.
Well, let's keep it funky. She went to Orangeburg, Wilkinson. She went to OW.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember vividly because I was from Orangeburg and I lived there.
They used to have a
store off of Columbia, the Avenue Drive, whatever that is.
Did they have a store?
Yeah, a clothing store. They would follow people around in there, or black people, while they were in there. But I mean, she's from there, from the area. And the thing about it is, Nikki is a middle name. Her first name is Nimrata.
You said her first name is what?
Nimrata. Nimrata. Yeah.
Nimrata.
Nimrata. Nimrata.
Well, it's like Native American or something.
No, it's Indian. He's Indian. She's not Native American. I'm not going to get into this with you because I know you can be ignorant. She's not Native American. She's not a part of the First Nations people.
You're right.
He's from India. Her parents from
India. India. Okay, so she's actually Indian. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And she doesn't go by her first name. She goes by her middle name. That's all you need to know about that. And the fact that she didn't take the Medicare expansion when it was offered, and it had to end up closing so many rural hospitals or just rural healthcare facilities and places throughout the state. And can't account for it. But it checks out and it tracks because it's what the South's been doing since, you know, the Civil War. They'd rather starve or rather not do as well as they could do, as long as it means that black people don't do good at all.
Exactly.
I think people don't want to realize that or acknowledge it. And they damn sure don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear that you know or hear you bring it up. Supposed to be
no, not at all.
Politely, like, understand, but act like you don't understand. Don't mention it.
I agree. You already know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that goes sometimes.
I don't think it's sometimes, bro.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to be nice.
My bad. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I mean, I was just trying not to be, like, negative Nancy, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But off the top, though, what's most important, I've enjoyed this Black History Month thus far. I think all the people that I follow on my social media platforms have been doing a great job of providing more insight and information and history and education.
Yeah.
Not just the regular, you know, folks we always hear about, but people that you don't hear about, don't know about. And they've been doing it even though they haven't been getting all this, like, national mainstream coverage and being acknowledged for like the last 2 or 3 years. Like, yeah. Black people are all kind of off of it and tired of it, but black folks, for the most part, have still been sticking with it. I'm kind of happy to see that.
No, that's good. And too, if you, I don't know, well, all the episodes in February from the first season of Carolina Kings podcast, you can go back and listen to that, man. I think I named my list, what I have about 75. I think it was 75. I did one every week. 75 different adventures by African Americans.
Yeah, I remember because I thought that list was terrible. Well, I was happy you did it. But
you thought all my list was terrible. That list was great. It was a lot of stuff on there that I knew African Americans invented, but it was a lot of stuff on there I didn't know.
Yeah,
that you would thought of that would even be essential to the day if we wasn't here, like it was like,
yeah,
not homeland. Like,
did you see the post where it was like a TikTok influencer? She's a black girl. I wish I knew her name. I had her handle, but she pretty much went through a day in her life, but not using African American or black convention.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that.
It's crazy. And I think I had an argument last season too on Carolina Kings about what would it look like to not use the stuff that we made. And not even just that, don't listen to the music, the clothing. Don't have the clothing, don't have the sports stuff, all that. Just take it all away. Yeah. What your life would be like for one day.
Or like we talked about also, they kept telling us to go back to Africa. Like, we came over here like we were immigrants. We were not immigrants.
That's
what told us to go back to Africa. I said, all right, let's go back to Africa, but let us take everything that we invented with us. And y'all go ahead and try to reinvent that stuff on your own.
Well, I know, see, you know the history books now, that's not history that teach them. Slave Africans were immigrants. You didn't know that?
You said what now?
Listen close. In the history books that they teach kids out of, enslaved Africans were immigrants.
They call them immigrants?
Immigrants.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is their definition of an immigrant? I mean, I know most kids are just try to learn what they got to learn to pass the test, but
yeah.
I mean, you need to ask a question. Like, what's the definition of an immigrant?
You're asking the wrong question. You're too woke.
Oh, damn, my bad. I can't do that nowadays, huh?
Let me tell you
what
you should ask.
Go ahead.
Why are they immigrants? Why are they immigrants? Because they moved here.
Because they... Oh, yeah. It was black people driving those slave boats, huh?
We're not going to get into the logistics of who was driving what. Who set up the schedules or the dockets. We're not getting into that.
Who was the captain of the ship?
Listen, we're lucky we're talking about something before 1970 here, buddy.
Oh, my bad.
We're just going to say they were immigrants, and they're immigrants because they moved here. What is the immigrants, Alex? What is the immigrant, Alex? Oh, R&B artist, respect, too. I still love that show, Jeopardy. My bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm not lying. I'm just telling you what they're saying. I'm telling you how it's going.
I believe it. I mean, I believe it because they want to try to make the foundation, or I guess you say the foundation of America, it was so sweet, so pretty and sweet. Yeah, we just found this land and then just start building it up. Oh, okay. That's what y'all gonna tell y'all. That's what y'all gonna tell the kids nowadays.
Are you saying you heard something different? Is that what you're saying?
They wasn't even about hearing it. I read it. You definitely ain't going to hear it because they're not going to teach what actually happened. They don't want to teach that anymore.
Over there reading, huh? Try to tell me you've read something different. Okay.
All right. Yeah, read something a little different, you know.
I mean, America's greatness and their claim to greatness has always been like its need for individualism and the white exceptionalism of the white man, the exceptionalism of a white man. That's all it is, all it's about. That's what it took. That's what happened. And nobody else was involved with it. They're just happy to be here. And we let them in. That's pretty much the story they want to tell. So,
yeah, exactly.
And
I'm good off that.
Well, yeah, I'm super good off that, man. I'm so ready to not have to acknowledge that no more.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Yeah, man. It can be a thing, but luckily we're moving in the right direction. Some of us are. Then you got other people who have reality TV shows on Zeus. You know.
Zeus? That's a channel?
I think it's an app. A little bit longer. It bothered me. I didn't know. You know how that goes for me. Did you Google it? You like an app like similar to BB?
I got you. Nah, because I know about, because you from Orangeburg. I know about Zeus and Orangeburg. I don't work there before. I had to go do some work for them before.
That's what I was thinking.
We had a channel and stuff. Crazy.
People in California shows now? From here? Okay, that's different. Okay. They got money. It's not the same.
We got a couple dollars.
Right, got a couple dollars. Not the same thing at all. But everybody getting fed, making money, I guess that's what matters.
Money.
I didn't even want to get into the whole Beyonce is the devil and all of that. That was talked about.
Yeah, they were saying don't buy tickets to a concert because it's a cult, man.
Because I want you to give me money to my cult.
I don't, whatever.
Okay, I'm my bad. I didn't mean to say all that.
No, I'm just saying. To me, that's just
a little crazy. A
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Absurd is what the word is. Absurd.
Man, if you like her music, if you want to go see her in concert, you got the bread to do it, man, do your thing.
Why not? I wouldn't say spend your whole tax refund on it. You know, maybe play.
Man, I would have
some favors. But most of y'all going to spend your whole tax refund on it.
Niggas going to do their shit. Yeah, get ready to see all them cars on the side of the interstate. How'd that go?
What time of year is it, Tim? What time of year
tax
is
it? Tax season, boy, they go buy them lemons. Right. Good for a couple of weeks. This is there, all of them on the side of the interstate.
But who purchases the lemons? Who are they in particular? You got a name for
them? What's their name?
TTB?
No.
Tax Time Ballers.
Ballin', bro.
Ballin'.
But you can just put some of that as a. I mean, you know, I ain't never really put no down payment on no car before, but I mean, I guess you can take a little bit of that, put on a down payment, is pay a monthly payment on something newer.
I've never put down payment on a car. That never makes sense.
Yeah, me neither, but I mean, you can do something. I mean, if you have to go and buy a lemon, that money, you could at least be putting it towards something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be worth it.
Or with all the new information that is available through whatever platform you follow or mess with, like start a business or something, or invest in somebody else's business, or you know, put some money away, invest in some stocks, or you know, things like that that can give you money.
Now, I mean, we talk about that, but if somebody want to buy a lemon, they probably really need that car.
You think though, they made it this far.
Yeah, they buy one every year.
Right. That's terrible. I'm not buying the right one anyway. Okay, whatever.
Invest in that business.
Yeah, that way the vending machine money can get you your own car. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then you can get some shit you like.
Yeah, you can really get what you want, what you really like. And that's a low risk, low expense business right there. A vending machine in the right location. Anyway.
Yeah. If you can get in the right location.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, location always.
And if you can, find somebody to give you that little recipe, you know what I'm saying? Or you can YouTube it. I mean, you can go YouTube. Man, YouTube got everything on there now. If you want to start a business doing anything, you can go on YouTube and, yeah, I mean, they start you from point A to point B, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, YouTube University is out of here right now. That's what I call it. I call it YouTube University. It's enough that you can't learn or figure out or anything on YouTube these days.
Exactly.
Just can't.
I ain't gonna lie. YouTube be jumping, man. They got everything. I'm mad to change my cousin light bulb out of her car because niggas charging $150. And, bro, I went on YouTube. It was difficult because it was different than just reach your hand under the hood and pop that out and pop another one in. A little difficult, but.
I wasn't reach around and reach off.
You got to reach around and reach around and get it up. Hold on, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we really didn't want to go into too much this time. You know, we didn't want to introduce ourselves back, let everybody know our faithful followers and listeners that we're back. Share the podcast. I mean, we're on social media. Carolina King is on Instagram. Same on Facebook. My particular handle on both of those, or Instagram rather, is at EACG32. You want to get people your.
Well, I'm TextTooNice86 all day, every day.
Yeah, you still got the Twitch popping?
Twitch. Nah, man, they done changed that shit, man. Like. You got to go through Xbox and do it, and it don't record. I don't know what's up with this. I gotta go through some YouTube tutorials to see how to get that shit back working. But it will be back up and going, and you can hear me cussing. I actually did pretty good this episode with cussing because usually I'm F this, and I did pretty good. I'm proud of myself. I said I was going to try to do a lot better. You know, it's not going to be clean. That's because that's just not me. My life is not clean. My life is rough. Exactly, yo.
Yeah, I understand that. And yeah, man, I'm just grateful that everybody's still with us. And if you're not, pick it back up. We here. We plan on doing a strong season 2. We're going to always give ourselves breaks, but we're going to always make sure that we're here to give y'all some more dependable content. Going to be dope. Upgraded technology. I'm happy about that. Got the applause.
Me too,
off. The mic sounding good. It don't sound like somebody on an airplane or on a super phone.
We put our checks. We put our refund checks to positive use. We ain't bought lemons.
Yeah, I've definitely invested some of this and some of that there, saving up. So, yeah, it was a great investment. I'm happy about all of what we're doing. I knew we need to get back to it, and just happy we're able to do it. I enjoy this.
Me too, man. Go ahead, boy. Can't wait for the next episode.
Of course.
Gonna be live. Can't wait for this to drop for y'all.
Yeah.
Gonna be live.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to ride out on something for the people? You want something smooth or something?
Man, since, you know what I'm saying? Still February, Black History Month. The month of love. I got a little, you know what I'm saying, a little something we can ride out to, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, hey, you wanna know what's crazy about this?
I still
can't believe. But he got a lot of soul in him, but
oh, yeah, he's white. That's right. You say he's white. That's right.
No, bro. That's not crazy.
And there's so many people that apparently grew up listening to this music or whatever. They didn't know everybody's here. Like, a lot of these.
Exactly. But here you go, bro. Hey, man. Until next time, bro. Until next time. I'm Chuck Too Nice, man. Who you? Man, y'all know the vibes, man.
Y'all know the vibes. Carolina Kings.
Boy.